Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Trees can affect the climate, and there's an important case study for climate scientists in North America, the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. 320 million trees were destroyed due to that monster storm on the Gulf Coast. Climate scientists like Jeremy Fisher are just starting to quantify what effect that will have on weather and the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere. Dr. Fisher works at Synapse Energy in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and co-authored a study with researchers at Tulane University on Hurricane Katrina's carbon footprint. I recently asked him just how much carbon there is in 320 million trees.
In 320 million trees, there's about 400 million tons of carbon. By our estimation, that's about the same amount that the entire U.S. is able to draw down in photosynthesis every year.
What does that mean, say, in terms of how many cars on the road for a year or coal-fired power plants or something like that?
Sure. Well, you know, the average coal-fired power plant, a 500-megawatt unit, for example, emits about 4 million tons of carbon dioxide every year. So if you can imagine, this would be about 100 of those plants.
What killed the trees? Is it the wind? Was it the surge of salt water?
There were two different things that were going on at the same time. There was obviously the wind, and that's where we see a majority of the death happening inland. We saw a lot of trees that were snapping. And closer to the shore, we saw a lot of areas that had storm surge patterns. And so those are areas where, yeah, large waves were breaking over forests. And even areas that just were flooded for a significant amount of time were then inundated and died.
How does the loss of trees in Katrina compare to the recent wildfires out west in California?
One of my co-authors took a look at this recently and came up with the estimation that approximately one-tenth of the amount of carbon was released in the wildfires as Katrina, meaning that Katrina had a much, much larger footprint than these fires. That's due to a number of factors. The forests out in California are much less dense than the forests in Louisiana. But it's important to note that the fires out in California also released the carbon dioxide immediately the forests were burned, whereas the forests in Louisiana are going to continue to decompose for the next 20 to 30 years.
Now, sometime after Katrina, where these trees went down, there was so-called salvage logging. People cut the dead and dying trees and hauled out some of the timber. How helpful or harmful is that to forest ecology?
There is an interesting circumstance in which we are looking at time series, and we were looking at how these forests reacted over long periods of time. And we saw that even after Katrina had hit a couple months later, there were some areas in which there seemed to be another impact again. And we suspect, we haven't been able to confirm, that those are our salvage logging operations. And so it's potentially an area in which you have a first impact of the hurricane itself, and then a second impact following that, that you're disturbing the undergrowth, the understory, you're releasing more carbon during that logging operation.
So what can your research tell us about the way we should manage land better in the future, perhaps to cope with Katrina-like storms?
One of the interesting things that came out of this research is we found that a lot of the mortality, a lot of the areas that had gotten hit most dramatically were pine forests. We found that a lot of managed forests, a lot of plantation pines, had been wiped out by the wind. And so potentially we could imagine that we have some lessons to be learned for how we grow forests in the Gulf Coast based off of the likelihood that a hurricane will blow through.
So plantations are more vulnerable to a Katrina-like storm is what I'm hearing.
That's what we found.
Now, we know that forests help make weather. I mean, aside from sequestering carbon in their leaves and such, they are part of the whole water cycle. So how might the weather have changed in this area where all these trees were lost from Katrina? And how might that then affect the ability of the forest to regenerate itself?
There are some studies which have indicated that when forests are lost in general, it changes the microclimate of a region such that it starts to experience droughts. I would expect that this area has been hit often enough by hurricanes that at least the natural ecosystems are able to bounce back on a fairly regular basis, and that should not be as much of a problem, except for the invasive species that we were referring to earlier. In general, this whole cycle of hurricane-hitting forest and flattening trees, which release carbon, sets up a potential positive feedback cycle in which carbon dioxide is released from those trees, goes into the atmosphere, will make global warming just a little bit worse, which we anticipate will potentially increase the number of hurricanes, which then flatten more trees, releasing more carbon. And that causes a positive feedback cycle.
To what extent do you think we're in that cycle?
It's hard to know. We're certainly heading towards that direction. With the state of emissions as they are right now, the current climate models do anticipate that we are going to increase the number of hurricanes.
Jeremy Fisher is a research associate with Synapse Energy Economics in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Thank you, Steve.